From a time before 1999, welcome to The Hagline, a K-pop podcast. We are a group of busy adult friends who needed to have a weekly mandated hangout time to digest the last, in this case, couple of weeks in K-pop. My name is Jack. I go by they, them pronouns. I don't know what I've been listening to. Like, I have a playlist of Stray Kids discography. I've been listening to that for the last 2 days. And these are my co-hosts.
Hi, I'm Arena. I use she, they pronouns. I am hurriedly looking at what my on repeat is in Spotify. But I think it's just for listening to the 17 concert playlist and trying to panic, like, jam some more artists for the Spotify rap before the end of the year.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it's really fine.
You can't falsify your data!
It might, the cutoff date might have already passed. I think it's the end of October.
They tweeted that that was just a rumor.
Oh! Interesting.
So, I don't know. No, I can rig it a little bit because I will still be listening to the music, so.
True. What are you hiding? What are you embarrassed about?
I'm not embarrassed. I want to make sure some things make the list because I'm just like, I really like this album this year. I really like this song from this year. But who knows? I might actually tip it too much and then it's just like, I don't know, like Doyoung down the charts and be like, ooh, I'm
crazy. Good luck.
Thank you. I'm not rigging it that hard. It's just like something funny to consider when I'm like trying to pick something to play, you know?
Yeah. A friend of mine deliberately rigged theirs 1 year so that they listened to Crazy Frog for like 3 days straight to make sure it would be the number one.
There's no way. Wow.
Oh, I miss them. That's so funny. Also, hi, my name is Aim. My pronouns are they, them. I have also mostly been listening to the 17 concert set list, and then I finally sat down and listened to the new Stray Kids Japanese album because I hadn't done that. I really like some of the songs from there. It's a good one.
It's a pretty good album.
Yeah, we're so sorry we've been absent, and I still haven't like published the last recording that we did on November 1st yet because I'm just so tired. We had a really tiring weekend.
Don't apologize, Arena. We don't have to be sorry. Arena took a much deserved vacation, and then we took a little weekend vacation and went to LA, and we went to 17.
Yay!
And we did like 8 a.m. to 2 a.m.
Yeah,
for like
very, very long.
3 days straight.
It was crazy.
We really shouldn't have done that.
Yes, we should have. It was fun.
We had to.
No regrets.
It's the last of our youth.
The last of your youth, maybe.
Thank God that they played Cheers to Youth then.
Yeah, you've already pushed it.
I'm over the hill. I'm rebounding now.
I guess before we hop really into it, there's a quick discretion. Everything on the show is just our opinion. Constantly new news is coming out, whatevers are coming out, and our opinions can change, and we just don't know the full story, as always, with this industry that's full of secrets. Other than that, we'll start off with a bit of K-pop news. I feel like since we haven't been chronically online, most of it's going to be stuff that happened this week, and even like happened in the last 2 days, which is crazy. And then we'll go through some or a lot of comeback songs that we missed and are highly anticipating. Cough, cough, AT's cough, cough. I think all of us held off from listening to the new AT's comeback till we recorded it today. So the faster we talk, the faster we can get to it. but first things first, really exciting, happy news is the boys have a home. Yeah. The boys previously with IST Entertainment announced that they weren't going to renew, and they like really publicly was just like, hey, we're looking to like go to a new label. It's like when esports players get kicked from their team and they're like looking for a team. Definitely what happened to the boys. And luckily, who knows how good they actually are. We never know. But luckily, for now, they landed with the 100, I believe is what the company's called. They are the overall owning group of Big Planet Music and CBU 100. So,
yeah, 100.
It's just exciting to see them with other artists who have trust this label to, yeah, be part of their careers and stuff like that.
Yeah, especially with 100 label kind of taking in a bunch of idols and signing a bunch of idols that have left their big company labels for hopefully like much better deals and much better treatment. So, yeah.
Good much better cuts.
Yeah, that's the priority thing. Mm-hmm. What do you think their new name should be if they can't keep the boys?
Not the new boys. At least. No, absolutely not that one.
What if they do like a Duh Boys?
The boys with an S instead of a Z.
The boys with an I instead of a Y.
Yes.
I would take the I, actually. I do like that one. Yeah.
What if they just do like some leet speak and it's like TH3B0YZ? No,
that's silly.
It would kind of look the same though.
Counting on you, but please don't pick the new boys. It's been leaked apparently that they've trademarked both the new boys and are working on like moving the trademark of the boys to them, but it just depends if IST is going to give it up or not.
Yeah. They decide to be evil. What if they dropped the and they're just boys?
That would be pretty funny, actually.
I actually wouldn't mind that because people are naturally going to be like lowercase z and boys. Yeah.
And then it's kind of like they get around it.
Hey, we're boys.
We are boys. I do think
boys.
I love that you said the like esports player comparison because I do wish it was more of a thing or like more open for artists to be like, I'm leaving this label, who wants me? And to have labels be like, come here, here's the perks, we'll make it worth your while,
buy me. I mean, that was like how it was with Chunhwa, wasn't it? She like mentioned on an interview that like so many labels were going after her, and like the reason why she ended up at Jay Park's label was because of XYZ reasons. Yeah. But yes, good luck to the boys. I'm so happy they're still all together. And yeah, they've got a good number of years to keep promoting.
Exciting stuff.
Next.
I don't even want to talk about this.
I'm so sorry. We have to mention it.
I'm tired.
Sunghan's solo announcement from SM Entertainment happened last night as we are recording this on Friday morning.
November 15th.
Crazy times. Jack, in recent memory, when was the last time that SM released a statement in English? Why could they possibly have done that?
Like, never!
Could that have been any more of an obvious shut the fuck up, international fans?
No, literally. They said, here, take it! They threw it on the ground, and they're just like, damn, you want him so fucking bad? Here!
Announcing it this early when he's not debuting until, like, next year. All right, SM.
And then they had to be like, oh, he's undergoing training and da-da-da and da-da-da and da-da-da. Like, he hasn't been doing that for the last X number of years, the last 5, 6, 7 years anyway. What more training could he possibly need? How to control, like, a RBF? How to control, like, a poker face? Because the next time we see him in public, I just cannot even imagine the expression on his face.
At least the people who will be supporting him are actually, like, you know.
Yeah, like fans.
Yeah, he'll see like the real people on like Rise who have to see these fake ass bitches.
Yeah.
I'm just so confused though, because like, did they really think the hate was so just on like him being in the group? Or because I'm worried now that like if they're gonna re-debut him, won't the hate kind of be the same? Or are these people just contingent and just like oh, we don't care what he does outside of this, just as long as he's not in Rise.
Yeah. I think it's that one, because there was eventually, when I was, like, translating, like, the Korean tweets from, it was mostly, like, focusing on, like, we don't want him to corrupt the other members and stuff like that, or he's, like, a bad influence, or he's making the work environment stressful for them because of his scandals and stuff like that.
They lived with him for years!
And people also worked out pretty quickly that the one post that's on his new Instagram account is like an outfit that matches the season greetings that Rise did. Like, he was meant to be in that.
I just feel like we're just being jerked around by SM, and this was just like...
Nope.
Yeah. It's just like, no, not this. Like, at this point... Honestly, I would just rather him, like, leave them. And at this point, I don't know. And again, we don't know if he even wants to continue to be an idol. Is he okay with going solo? Does he even want to go solo? Or it's like, you've worked, been training in this company now. You owe us money. You have no choice but to go solo.
Yeah, I wish there was a universe in which he could clearly state, like, actually, I want this. With everything that's happened, I don't want to be a part of Rise.
Yeah.
You know, I mean this genuinely. Like, I don't want to give up my performing career, so solo is what I want to try out. It would be so much easier to be like, all right, okay then. But instead, it just feels so shady, and we're like...
Yeah, and I feel like if he does it now, it's just going to be so... It feels like the company pressured him to say something and go live and make something like that.
Yeah.
I need somebody to come back and help him sue them.
Maybe he'll get his own documentary and we'll see his side of the story.
Baekhyun, come help, please. Baekhyun!
He's still fighting his own demons.
Somebody help him! God. And then it's kind of like, not that I think the situations are the same at all, but I was seeing that someone brought up also that, like, why did they even bother? Because they did the same thing with Lucas and made this whole big deal about it. And then what has Lucas done since he put out that singular track? Nothing. Have not heard a peep from him. So
he's not even on the invited guest list for SM
Town.
Oh my God,
he's not. You're right.
That's pretty funny, actually.
Just like a really bad sign, though, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this whole project isn't... For him, for Lucas as well, it doesn't feel like any of it is in, like, good faith in, like, trying to
it
make.
It does really feel like you owe us now, so we're going to squeeze you dry because we need to get paid. We need to return on our investment.
I think it's funny because, yeah, this is another, I guess I didn't put this in the agenda, but this is, like, another fan pressure campaign as they're, like, feeling it with NCT Dream right now, which sucks. They just, once you give way to your fans and don't stand strong, the fans are just going to eat you up all the time.
What's happening with Dream at the moment?
Oh, my God. Some K-fans are upset about how the most recent album came out. And then, like, the lack of promotions and the few / live streams that they've been doing. Because Dream is currently on tour in Europe.
That's right. Yeah, I did see... Who wrote the apology? Was that HM?
All the boys, yeah. Several of the boys.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I saw his, at least, where he was like, you know, we feel like we've upset you. We're so sorry. And I was like, what?
Yeah, and then, like... Because I've seen some K-fans be like, why are you guys blaming the boys? This is not their fault. It's the management's fault. Because there was a whole thing where they were supposed to do a live stream to talk about the album. And then the time ended up being wrong. But it's like, they're dealing with a time difference. They're also, like, performing. They're busy doing some other stuff. But people were being crazy, like, well, why are you going live at midnight? Don't you need to know that we need sleep and da-da-da-da-da? Like... Girl, shut the fuck up.
That's so crazy that you can't just watch back a live.
Yeah, later.
Well, how are you going to send your hate mail live when it's the watch back?
My bad, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so yeah, even during the live, they were just sending hateful messages.
Jenna looked so pissed, oh my God.
It's just truly like, their schedule is so stacked and overlapping on top of each other. It's just like, I don't know. They're just working so hard, and it just really sucks to see, like, everything they've been working on just, like, get like dismissed or
for no reason.
Back at them. Yeah. So yeah, it seems like, not gonna lie, it seems like the K fans might be boycotting this because when I was pulling up the links for our comeback listen through, the
views are super low.
They're so low.
Yeah.
Damn.
Dream usually can at least pull
10 mil off the bat.
Yeah. And we're approaching like 1 week and it's under.
Oh, still?
Yeah. It's six. So... it's at six.
Oh my God. It was like 4.5 the last time I looked at it.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't want to say numbers on views on these like videos are like very like 1-to-1 ratio, you know? But I think if I can pull data on like how well Smoothie did like the first week, it would be better.
Yeah. This is like almost identical situation to what happened when 127 released Superhuman when they were on tour in North America. And it's just some fans being so entitled and so possessive of their groups that it's like, how dare you be anywhere else when you're supposed to be having a time with us? Because right now, if they were still in Korea, they'd be doing active promotions on the music shows, da-da-da, fan meets, da-da-da.
It's so crazy because it's like they finished their Europe tour on Tuesday in London, and then they flew back, and immediately on like Friday, they're on a music show already. And they already have I haven't seen how many fan calls and stuff, fan signs they've been up to this time around. But I'm sure they're going to do a bunch of those again. And they'll still have a lot of FaceTime.
Oh my God, how dare it be a week later?
After. We lost a week of promotion with
So nervous that some just nasty bitch is going to get in that fan call and just like berate them because they've done it before. I hope Renjin does not have to speak to a single one of these people. Protect your peace, King.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's not more to say that besides, wow, giving in to fans so they keep feeling entitled and all that shit. Ass.
Yeah.
I think something else that I'm just going to keep going on the negative section of this, I think.
Yeah.
Sunwoo of the boys he wasn't attacked by the Saseng, but the Saseng invaded or broke into his apartment complex. And yeah, the actual play-by-play is she waited in the stairwell, in the emergency stairwell, until he came back. Once he came back, she got out of the stairwell and like approached him. He called his management team, and then they apprehended her, and she was fighting her way out of their clutches or something.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so she was trying to run away, but luckily, I guess they had enough, hopefully, management to, like, hold her down until the police showed up. But yeah. Still,
because I think
terrifying.
One of the posts that I saw said specifically that he was beaten while trying to escape. So that, I hope, was just, like, a mistranslation or something, because that would be...
I hope he was trying to hold her down, too.
Yeah.
He was like, you're not getting out of this, you fucking weirdo.
I feel like we haven't seen a more intense Saseng thing like this in a little while.
All of us trying to recall anything.
Yeah, I was going to say at least, like, super invasive-y.
Yeah.
That the idols have actually told us about.
Like, to the point, I think we haven't seen a Saseng incident where the police were involved in a long time, is more accurate. Because, like, the thing with, like, that Nandi Simon line was really weird when she was, like, begging for an autograph and then collected their cups, and then their P1 Harmony tour, there's people who were just, like, it was stalking them around to their hotels and stuff like that and waiting in the lobbies, but, like, they never went to their floors or anything, as far as I know.
The last thing I can really think of is like someone went to Hichan's like family home and like broke into their family. I think it was like last year or the year before. But it wasn't just like his apartment. Like he lived at home with his parents and his younger siblings. So like it was their family home.
Don't like that.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah, I'm glad he's okay. I really hope the company like follows through with punishment, taking it to court, whatever it is. Like, it's interesting timing as well with them finishing up their contract with IST. Like,
do you think she's like, there's no one going to sue me because they don't have a company right now?
Right? Like, I would just thought she could get away with it. Yeah. Or, like, I don't know.
He could do it himself, like, regardless of the company. He's like a private citizen. He should be able to, I don't know, stalking, et cetera, trespassing. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that hasn't stopped the companies from letting them still have access to the idols.
Womp womp.
17. Tour has wrapped up. They finished in LA last Sunday on the 10th. We went to the Sunday show or the Saturday show on the 9th. And wow. I didn't think a venue could be worse than Citi Field. Citi Field, like, just never experienced a K-pop audience outside of BTS in, like, 2018. So it has been a while for them. But it should be up to the touring company to, I don't know, warn these venues about the shit that's going to happen. They're like, yeah, our fans are crazy. They're going to show up here at, like, 3 a.m. So, like, let's talk about that and see what we should do. But they don't. So here we are at BMO now, where they only have one entrance for like 30,000 people to enter. I was amazed.
Because the three of us all went on Saturday, and then you went on Sunday. How was it on Sunday?
I had a floor ticket on Sunday, so I got to use the special entrance.
Oh, okay.
But I did see, like, I was probably, like, one of the last floor people going through that gate because I started seeing the mob of crowd speed walking to my security gate to get checked in. So I think, like, after a certain time, they just opened all gates to do security for the whole venue rather than 9 p.m. when the show was supposed to start at 8:30
p.m. That one little entrance with, like, five metal detectors or whatever.
Yeah, but we got fed into a different line eventually, but it was like way past.
Eventually, everybody was like running through the streets.
Yeah, BMO, you're on our hit list right now.
Literally,
I don't understand. They had ATEEZ and Stray Kids, and I didn't hear any complaints about those ever.
Yeah, they have a K-pop concert there like once every 2 months.
Yeah, TXT was also there, actually, now that I think about it. Oh my god, what happened?
Like, so confused.
Did the 8:30 thing just, like, throw everyone off their schedule? You got more time! You should have more time to prepare then.
Oh, literally.
I don't understand.
It was so bad.
Other than that, concert was great. LA really does get everything, and
it's just so funny to... It's like, even to be like, the concert was great. The concert was great. Personally, after we missed the first two songs, I still then had to, like, my personal vibes were just so
They were so
off.
Bad. They were so bad.
I was in such a bad mood.
You guys were standing there in such a bad mood. That's why I swapped places with you. I was like, you guys don't stand together.
I don't think it was until Monster that I finally, like, calmed down a little bit.
It was the completely stiff, standing still, like, seething with rage, like...
Yeah, I was like, I just don't know how to, like, tee-hee, be in a fun and silly concert mood after this. Like, I just needed some time to, like, calm down. And we didn't have time because the concert started without us.
Oh my god, and then we couldn't even, after all of that queuing and bullshit, they had us... sprint down the side of the venue to go to one other entrance. So we're like, whatever, we'll just fucking walk while people are running. And then they didn't even have concessions open during the show. We couldn't even get a nice little drinky drink or a nice little water and just something little tasty, calm the nerves. No, they said stand here and
dehydrate. It's really so insulting.
Why did venues hate money?
Yeah.
They said, you want water? Go drink from the fucking water fountain, you dog.
I don't understand. I'm so confused.
Is that the first time you've been to BMO?
But yeah, it's like a whole new trifecta of sports arenas that they've built down there. And yep, that was it. That's all I can say.
Yeah. But congrats. Well, I mean, I guess they're not the first. But thank you so much, 17, for bringing carts back to concerts.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Wait, are they the first? Because weren't you saying that BTS didn't have them?
BTS had them.
Yeah, BTS them, right? Did it so okay. Far. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, didn't they do it at least once?
Yeah. You have to get the big, big stadium to do that. But then, like, Stray Kids could have done it. TXT could have done it. ATEEZ could have done it. And I'm pretty sure all of those boys have done it in their shows in Korea.
Yeah. I love carts. I've never gotten to go to a show before where they had carts. So it was just very funny to see it. It was just very cute.
Yes. Was it a life-changing experience?
No. Wow. But I would like to see it again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We also got Ardon is Hotter Than Day.
Oh yes. My god. I so nearly started crying.
Because that was like the first song that got you into them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely one of my favorites of this. That was very special. And then at the little section where they sung other songs that weren't properly on the set list.
Yeah, the impromptu
they did Pretty
song
You
section.
And yeah, I was just like, so happy. This is for us. Yeah. Pretty You Queen. We love her so much.
I wish they had just gotten carried away and just kept going.
Yeah.
Right? Oh my god. It truly, LA gets everything. And I hate it.
And for a change, we got to experience that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there was an EDM concert at the college.
Oh my, I forgot about that, yeah.
And that was also just like overstimulating us so badly in the line when we were already getting kind of stressed out and we're just hearing like the doof, doof. And it was so loud. And then every like quiet moment in the concert in between songs, you could still hear it.
Yeah, it was like member ments, and it was like, and you're like, all right.
Oh,
I wondered if they could hear it on stage, but with their in-ears, probably not.
Yeah.
I wonder if the people at the EDM concert could hear us.
Yeah, probably not. I feel like they're definitely.
No, I think they might have been able to. I think I saw a comment on TikTok of someone being like, I was at the EDM show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really went both ways.
Yeah,
why
I don't
put those events next to each other.
Truly, it just like feels like it's so bad for traffic as well.
Oh yeah, I didn't realize how close they would be together.
Yeah.
I liked when we got out of the parking lot. They're like, "You guys going to EDM event thing?" And we're like, 17?
Yeah. They were like, "Oh, we'll just follow you guys to the venue." And we were like,
when we were in the silliest little outfits known to man.
Oh my god, yeah, in our other nice outfits.
I mean, but that's like a thing in EDM culture. It's like you guys can go as like a group of like the same thing or something like that.
We
too.
Looked like cater waiters. Like
yeah, we did look more like cater waiters than going to EDM concert. But it is a thing to like have like your group uniform or something like that.
When we go to EDC, we gotta have a group uniform.
I will not be doing that.
Yeah.
Was it worth it?
Yes.
Yay.
I had a fun weekend. I love my friends.
Yeah.
I love your team.
I love my team. I love my crew.
The LA audience loud.
I mean, yeah.
We all had our earplugs in, I think.
Yeah.
Because we're responsible.
I would say yes, because I kind of got away with not putting my earplugs in when we were at Citi Field, and that was not an option for the show.
We were closer to the speaker.
Yeah, we were that way closer to the stage than I thought we would be.
Yes, yeah. I did. Soccer stadiums, you are in the medium okay range of venues for K-pop people.
Yeah.
Baseball stadiums, no.
Mm-mm. Too big.
Dead to me. This is just like too much empty space.
Yeah, the stupid diamond. Yeah.
Soccer fields, you're okay.
I think LA was loud, but yeah, it was hard to tell with earplugs in. And then it was extra hard to tell because the person directly on my right was like a shrieker. They were drowning out all other noise, just their high pitched shrieks. Yeah. So
they were definitely making the TikTok edits of putting like the little monster face and like the lyrics. And
oh my god.
Yeah. It's like, I can see it now. Because they did stop halfway through the concert with the monster noises. So I'm just like, oh, look. You can be normal.
I'm trying to, like, dissociate, tune them out so bad.
It's just so, like, bad because we just got there, too.
Yeah, and then screaming.
And then we just let that couple take our seats because we're just like, you can deal with her. And, like, we don't want to, like, move everyone and figure this out. But then some actual people wanted their seats, so then we had to move everyone around. And this was, yeah, still in the moment of us being in a bad mood.
We were already, like, 5 songs in and people were still coming in.
Yeah. Yeah. Goodness. But yeah, no, watching back some of the clips that I took, I was like, yeah, this audience is pretty loud.
Oh, nice. So glad we went. It was really cool.
I'm glad I finally got to see 17.
Yeah, it was very fun.
So glad you got to see Hoshi.
Oh my god. His little... Vernon, can I have your mic? Audition on! I love him so much. He's the funniest man in the world. I just want to put him in my pocket.
Yeah, as someone who went to the DC show where Joshua and Hoshi were out for COVID, like, both those members really make a difference in the US stops, I would say.
Yeah.
Hoshi is, like, one of the 4 pillars of this team for their live performances.
Yeah.
They all support each other, but damn, he puts in a lot of work. Mm-hmm. I love when they just stand there and they watch him do whatever silly thing he wants to do.
Who's going to step up? Who's going to be doing a silly little thing next? Vernon? DK? Probably DK.
Yeah, definitely DK.
Oh my god. But huge shout out to Vernon this whole concert tour. That man is locked in reading signs.
Oh my god, he really is.
Yeah. I love him. Cool. And that was 17. Final update of Road to Kingdom.
Road to Kingdom has finished. Gravity won. Congrats to them. Wow. I'm a bit sad that Oneus came in second just because it was their second turn doing this show, and it would have been really nice if they had won it. The live broadcast votes count for a lot, and I guess Gravity has a really big fandom. I didn't know if I knew that. But yeah, they definitely won the live broadcast vote, and that, like, bumped him over the edge. What's also crazy is in an earlier week, they eliminated Tempest from the show, which, like, they only did one elimination. I don't know.
That happened, like, in the last Road to Kingdom.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, they eliminated two. They eliminated T.O., J.O., what? I don't know which one it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Their name really confuses me. And then they also eliminated Golden Child, I believe.
Right. Oh. But yeah, I'm just like, only eliminating one group feels really strange. Like,
they fucked up somewhere. They've messed up their timeline.
It feels like it maybe should have been another episode or something, or I don't know. But I'm like, that's really weird. Sucks to be the only person eliminated.
Or maybe this is just Mnet's way of being like, fuck you, Yoha. We fucking hate dealing with your contracts in our ZB1 team.
Yeah.
Which funny.
I'm sorry. I'm straight up lying.
Oh my god.
I'm just telling lies on the internet. The new 6 were eliminated earlier on, and I forgot about them so hard that I missed that entirely.
Okay, so they did follow the same format as Road to Kingdom 1.
That makes more sense.
Fine, I take back everything.
It's like they just didn't want to spend the time on them. Because I was thinking, like, why not just keep ranking them last or whatever? Like, why eliminate them entirely? But they were like, we don't want time for you, which is crazy.
Real sad.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm gonna cut this out. Oh my god, Eric posted, like, a mirror selfie of himself, and you can fully see the line of his dick.
Oh no.
Oh my god.
He said this is what we're doing now?
Oh my god, Eric, no. I should keep it in.
Not me trying to find it.
Oh, I'll link it. I'm not gonna pull it up on the whatchamacallit, the stream.
Oh, but I did see this earlier, actually.
Yeah, I totally glazed over. I was just like, yep, that's Eric. And then I saw a tweet that's just like, what a week for gay K-pop Twitter. I was just like, what do you mean? And then I saw Eric there and just like, ever.
Period.
Yeah. Good luck, Gravity. I hope you don't get consumed by Kingdom itself.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah, gonna be interesting to see what actual groups they put on there.
God, I'm so curious. I'm so curious.
Dreading. A new thing to dread.
Yeah. More K-pop fandom wars. Because all the girly ones in the most recent year have been really nasty.
Yeah,
it was not good.
Final thing I feel like we should just note about is that NewJeans ultimatum that they handed to HYBE.
What was the date that they said for that again?
Ooh. If only I did my homework.
Well, hadn't they originally posted... What was their first ultimatum for? Like October 25th?
Yeah, that was a number of... Yeah, that was
14 days.
Okay. Yeah, the first ultimatum was like, bring back Min Hee-jin by like October or something. And now they're threatening to terminate their contracts. I just think that it's so sad. It's so sad. They're not gonna meet their demands. They don't want Min Hee-jin back.
She's already back. She's in a position which is not the position she wanted it to be in. She still wanted to be like CEO or whatever. And it's just like, bitch, we don't trust you.
Yeah. Like, you're lucky you still have a job.
Pretty much. And it's just like, only because the girls are your shield.
Ugh. Yeah, no, basically.
Yeah, I don't know what their demands are in this one, but...
Well, I believe still to reinstate her as the CEO, but I don't think the rest of the demands have been made public, or at least not that I've seen.
If they don't rectify all major breaches of their exclusive contract within 14 days. Oh, this is in Korean. I cannot read it. Oh, boy.
The group has made several demands, including a public apology from the manager of a HYBE subsidiary who had instructed another girl group member to avoid Kani.
Oh, my God.
Reinstate Min Hee-jin as CEO.
Oh, this is never going to happen.
Yeah. The removal of content released without their consent. The resolution of an ongoing conflict with a director of Dolphin Kidnapping Group? I have no idea what that is referenced to. And an audit into company misconduct that led to lost opportunities for NewJeans.
This whole thing is a lost opportunity.
Girlies, I'm so sorry for the end of your career. I don't see a way forward for them after this.
Especially, like, because HYBE made ILLY to basically replace NewJeans. Like, they're so willing to let this group go and then blacklist them.
It's just crazy because they had two incredibly successful years. Well, one incredibly successful year. And then this.
It's crazy to me that so many of their demands are just, like, honestly kind of really petty. And then it's like, and Min Hee-jin is the CEO again!
Yeah.
Like, that's the main thing. And everything else is just like, we would like these things as well, please.
Yeah, it's just like, they're like, we can't just put in one thing. It's like makeup, create filler, bullet points. Yeah, I don't know. It's just so crazy because there's so many people I know who are only, like, NewJeans, like, stands whenever K-pop is mentioned and stuff. And yeah, sorry that this was the group that you picked, I guess. Yeah, we'll see if this is truly the end. I don't know how you can
come back from this. Yeah,
how you come back from this, how you would actually get a contract termination in anyone's favor.
Yeah, I would like to know, maybe somebody will like delineate later the reality of like all of the ways that HYBE has breached their contract. Like, what other things have they done that was like
against
their contract? But I guess I'll have to go look it up.
Especially if you don't have like the paper trail of emails of this, it's just like, then it's just assumptions of being like, oh, Gucci had an event and HYBE prevented me from going to it and that like was detrimental and hurtful to my career or something like that. Like, it could just be as,
because it feels like so much of their everything is just based around these perceived insults to Min Hee-jin and the alleged behavior of other people towards them. And I'm just like, that stuff is not necessarily breaches of contract, though.
Right, right. So, it could just be bad business because they suck at it.
Yeah, and it's just like being rude but it doesn't necessarily mean breach of contract. So, will be interesting to see.
It is also interesting that, like, The New Jeans is still quite active on Instagram. Like, the girls are still posting things.
When you were reading the thing, that one did kind of, the posting stuff without their consent did kind of make me like, oh, because don't you sign over, like, yourself as your image? Like, yeah. If they filmed content and you're a part of it already, they own that stuff. They don't need your consent to post a video or post a selfie or whatever, because you are the product.
Yeah. Which, like, should it be like that? That's an entirely different discussion.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, if that's what's probably in your contract, then that really sucks.
Yeah. If someone finds a good, like, master list truly outlining everything, let me know.
And as far as I know, that's all we have for news.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, Timon, can you drop your on-sale ticket dates, please? Just let us know. What's up? What's going on?
Which one do you want more, Timon or Stray Kids?
Timon right now.
Because he has dates for when he's going to appear in America.
Yeah, so now I'm just like, okay, we know when it's happening, so now I just need to get tickets for it. But Stray Kids, like, I don't have a doubt that they're coming here. It's just I'm looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. And now that the beginning of the year is all booked up, I'm kind of like, you know what? Actually, take your time. Like, I don't, whatever. Just later. That's fine. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
We're going to take a small breaky, and then we have a monster list to go through. Cool.
Missed a lot.
Cool. Bye. See ya. Oh, I don't want to do a share by win tab. Okay, I have to share it by tab. It's fine. I just can't pre-open them on all the windows. Okay. First up, we have Minho of Shiny with his solo. Single? EP?
Album, I believe.
Ooh.
His first album.
Nice, congratulations.
Big boy album.
Have you listened to it?
I have, yeah. Listened to this album already.
The whole album? Or just the... Wow, how do you like it? Oh.
It's,
Sorry, I have to turn this down. I cannot hear anything.
Yeah, no, it's super loud.
Oh my god. Okay.
Can you say it's that very one more? Cute. It's very him. It's very like vibey.
Oh. Like with all the current promotions on Instagram, I don't know why it doesn't really like feel like him, but it might just be like more endearing old man doing Gen Z social media, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, that's.
He's not an old man, he's our age!
He's an old man, just like we're hags.
Because when I first watched his music video, I was like, why is he in shorts? And then I was like, he can wear a short, it's fine.
It's just a person who keeps like making their cargo pants shorts.
Okay. Yeah.
Very fun.
Yeah, the album is a nice listen. I want to say something, but I don't mean it in a bad way. It's like very good background noise music.
Yeah, it's just, I don't, nice it's like lo-fi chill music.
Yeah.
To. Up now, we have Jin's Running Wild. Which is, I don't even know what's the title anymore on this.
I think it's this that's the title track.
Okay.
Because the album's out now.
Hmm. And you haven't had the chance to listen to the whole album yet?
No.
Oh, in English?
Oh. Hey, would you be able to define what Jin's sound would be?
This is... Like, he's not done a huge amount of solo stuff before, so I feel like it's... Like, no, I wouldn't be able to define it, because I don't know what I was expecting.
God. Doesn't count, there's some prelude. Hey, we were on that bridge.
Wow.
Running wild.
Just in the middle of the chorus.
So abrupt.
That's so funny.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna be really strict with
yeah.
This minute thing. I've been kind of lenient, honestly. But too lenient. Okay.
I think David Guetta is crazy.
Right.
Supernova Love.
Have you guys heard this yet?
No.
No.
I hope it's a banger banger.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't released a song that I've paid attention to in a while.
Well, better be a banger in the first minute. I don't know. Just love seeing a girl group outside of the big four be super successful, you know? Oh, is that David?
Animated David Guetta?
He's here with us. Sounds like a Japanese song.
I was gonna say it does sound like Japanese song. The audio mixing for their voice is super weird.
Yeah, that definitely could have gone harder.
I don't even know what David Guetta's most popular song is.
Yeah, I definitely couldn't tell you the name of it.
One that has a lot of beeps and whoops.
And then we
have. Is Sia really popular?
He's had a bunch of really popular.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's done a lot.
Stacy's GPT.
Like chat GPT?
Oh,
I don't know.
Hopefully not. Oh, I should have been listening to this.
I was going to say, are we back? Stacy, are we back?
This was released a while ago. I should have been listening to this. Oh. When I was putting Stacy on the list, I'm just like, I'm going to be so sad. They've really, like, dropped off from their really boppy music.
Yes, girls committing crimes in music videos. One of my favorite things. Okay, that was cute. Apparently it is like a chat GPT concept.
Oh no.
It's so the concept is that it's a one-sided love. The person in the white with like their face covered never responds to them and is never really there and never answers anything. So it's like society, if we rely on AI, that there's nothing actually behind it.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
For sure. Fun take on it. Next, Viv is. I can pick that up.
Shush.
Yeah. So excited for the 100 family concert.
Lineup is getting good.
Ooh. Oh my god.
At first, I thought they were saying bullshit.
It does kind of
sound like that. They might as well be. That's why they're telling you to shush.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly a minute. So good.
Wow.
I really like it. I did see, like, the first instance of the song was everyone's just like, ex-idol, male idol should do the dance challenge for this. Just because there's twerking. And then Igloo came out, so everyone did that one instead. Okay. Last up in our speed round is Illit's Tic Tac. Oh, I love challengers. Oh, those are the beeps and boops I know Illit for.
Yo.
Oh my god, welcome back, Anamanaguchi.
Absolutely no actual words happening so far.
I heard this is the whole song.
Actually, me too.
No.
Can you name an Illit member?
No.
I should have picked an Australian.
I have a name in my head, but I don't know if she's an Illit. Oh, she. Wait, is she? Okay, yes, she is.
Okay.
Iroha?
Okay. Which one is she?
She's their maknae. She's only 16 years old.
Oh boy.
We hate that.
Quality on our end is not great, so I can't really see who she is.
Oh, fine. Okay, our minute's over. So excited for them
nailed
to
it.
Win their do their show win and not have to sing a single thing during that.
Show.
I don't know. Okay. Into the thick of it. CXT. Over the Moon.
I have heard this.
Yeah? How do you like it?
I like it a lot, which actually really pissed me off. Not because I don't like TXT.
Yeah, I'm like, you are a nerd TXT fan.
No, I love TXT. I just really hate HYBE.
Yeah.
And their recent... I don't even know if it's recent at this point. It's probably not recent. The people who they choose to do business with.
Yeah.
Someone reminded me after I posted my 17 unboxing, being like, don't forget, we're on boycott. And I'm just like, oh, yeah.
Chorus is so...
The Magical Boys are so back.
Terry! I just want to die.
Something about the bright red hair on Yunjin right now just makes him feel like I'm the special anime boy protagonist.
Especially, I feel like they never really make a lot of their boys have black hair right now. Mm. Like, that black on Terry is so dark.
Yeah. Like, even the black on Kai right now, I'm like, whoa.
No, yeah, he looked so different. I was just like, wait, who is that? And this music video is just like so refreshing, especially after the last one that they just did. Mm. Instead of being stuck in like a light room the whole time.
Yeah.
Aw. Nice try.
Yeah, I like this session. This mini.
NCT, When I'm With You. Title track. Mm-hmm.
As a dream.
It's so interesting that, like, both these groups did their, like, lighter song. Maybe it's just, like, all K-pop groups are also doing it. Like, in the spring is their intense concept, and then in the fall, they're just like, okay, time to lighten the mood.
Yeah. They're like, it's dark outside, but it's light in here.
I hate that.
They're helping you fight the seasonal depression.
Try harder, hey, Chan.
Visually, this music video reminds me so much of EXO's Fight the Feeling.
Yeah. What goes on in that one?
They're also in a spaceship.
It does also have the vibes of the Super M song for, what was it, Karina?
Yeah.
It was a totally original thought that I had entirely by my-
Mark looks so
good. Mark looks way too good in this.
Wait a second. Hold up.
His color hair on him looks so good. Jimin is so... What a little patootie. Anytime he's in center dancing, like, he just cannot stop smiling.
See, now we're in the Super M Korean Airline commercial.
This is what they see outside the window.
I thought Chenlo was naked for a second. I was like, wait.
Oh my god. The evolution of Park Ji-sung's voice over time is one of my favorite things, and I'm so proud of him.
Red is back!
Yeah.
Truly have like no bias in Dream. It's just like every time someone's in the center of the screen, I'm like, aw,
yeah,
they're my favorite. I'm like, oh no, they're my favorite.
They're all just so good. They've become so grounded.
Yeah. Most very well deserved top Korea, top boy group.
See the line, the lineup for one of the end of year whatever shows, and somebody was like, oh my god, when NCT Dream is the like most senior group of all of these groups on the lineup.
Okay, but that's just like never gonna be fair because they're already at what, their almost 10-year mark at this point.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But it's just crazy because they're the age of all of the people that are like,
yeah,
debuted in the last couple of years. It's just crazy.
But that also proves the point of why companies are debuting young idols and stuff. B-side promotion, I guess?
Yes.
Flying Kiss.
And which... this is the song that Hitchon wrote.
Yeah. Or is it a double title? Because I feel like they don't make music videos for their B-side promo song.
I don't know.
They didn't do it for Box. Wait, no, they didn't do Box in the end. They did Unknown. And the one before that was Yogurt Shake was somewhere in the mix. That's the B-side promotion. I really like the song more than When I'm With You. We got the spoiler for the song at the DC stop. They did a little choreo for it. Very cute.
I
really love the chorus. I just love something fast. It's just so crazy that they recorded this in between their stop and their legs of tours while they've been doing Dream Escape in the US.
Yeah.
And then they like go back to Korea and they're like, okay, we're gonna record, make content. And it's like, okay, and we're back on the road for Dream Escape.
Yep. And that's how it's been for the last 6 years.
Really? I feel like they at least finished the tour and then they released it.
I feel like now Dream's timeline is bumped up because of the lack of 127. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I guess I'm just thinking about more like Mark and Hitchon, but I'm like, it never stops for them. But I honestly cannot really remember if Dream has ever had break.
Gotta know which moi belongs to which moi.
Yeah.
They're getting so old.
This song.
Ooh, XG's Howling.
Which they performed on their tour?
No.
They didn't.
They did not. It's new.
Oh my god.
If you know, you know, but not this.
The audience would have gone crazy for this.
It would have been nutty.
Because they just loved Howling at the end, right? Any opportunity they got.
It was
the
like before
was
Encore, yeah. Before Encore, there was... Like, Maya! Period. During Encore there was like a little wolf in front of a moon gif and it was just like howling. It was so funny. Like they are serious about this concept.
That's why she's a mermaid.
And then all of these effects, not all of them, but a lot of these effects are practical. Costumes, the nails, the head pieces, like it's all actual art.
I hope they do a performance in just the costumes.
I think they were the little wolf costumes with the headpieces.
I meant they're like little individual super hero outfits.
Oh yeah. I don't think she can perform in a mermaid tail though.
I think you should believe harder. I think that could be part of the joke, like she kind of just like is on the floor, maneuvers a little bit. The other girls have to step over her. Didn't that happen with one of the idol groups who did a Halloween thing? They had a mermaid and did a dance practice with it?
I have no idea. Sounds like something Wavy did.
Oh my god.
Like they're like Horizon Zero Dawn, Princess Mononoke, alien DNA. I'm back soon next week.
Go furries.
They're just so fun.
Yeah.
The girls are so cute. They recently did a puppy interview. They're so cute. Nice. Stray Kids, Japanese, comeback. Giant. People think I'm big, but I'm small. I was wondering the other day why I like their Japanese releases more than the Japanese releases of other groups sometimes. And I think it's because they still just like do produce their own music, so it never sounds super different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised when you said that you listened to the whole Japanese album.
Yeah, I started off listening to Giant and then kind of just let the album play, and I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I like this.
I really like Falling Out. Good song.
Do it again.
Did I listen to it? They're not going to perform any of those songs in the U.S.
As much as I like hearing songs live, I don't only listen to songs in hopes of hearing them live.
I know. I'm just...
I just feel
like I'm less invested whenever I listen to Japanese songs sometimes. Or like... the need to listen to a whole album in Japanese, maybe.
I do need
because I'm usually a Japanese trash liker. Okay, I should listen to it. I'm just being stubborn.
Plus, we were talking over Chan's line of Doremi's Talking Giant.
Doesn't he do it again?
I don't know the lyrics of that song as well to know if he does it twice.
Chan.
Like the pre-chorus.
It's like in the beginning of the song. You'd have to.
He might do it again. God. Jesus. Like, staff in Disney's Atlantis. Like the team that's like helping them excavate, like, underground.
Oh, we're exploring different facets of EDM music right now.
Oh, this chorus, it's so just like gross. Felix is just some like haunted supernatural being.
Okay, we'll give the album a listen to.
It's good.
Are we ready?
Oh my god! Okay. Let me lock in.
Is AIM locked in?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, we're finally at ATEEZ's Ice on My Teeth. I've not listened to any of the previews. I have no idea what it's going to sound like.
Oh, wow. I listened to some of the previews.
I haven't... not even the teasers. It's just like, I've just been busy the last 3 weeks. I just haven't... Yeah.
This came out last night. We didn't even watch it last night. We're saving it.
Let's go. 3 minutes and 22 seconds.
Okay. Jesus Christ. Oh no.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh my god.
This really fits Mingy.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Hellboy George of him. Get him away from me.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, and Yelsong with the chorus.
Oh my god.
Get away.
No, I don't like that actually.
Oh no!
Oh my god!
No!
Oh my god!
He has a fur coat back on. God.
What?
What? You don't look so
different. You're just gonna kill this guy.
What? Oh my god. Fungo had too much fun with this concept.
My hands are sweaty. Apple juice in there.
No, it's barley tea.
I love this shot of them.
They're crazy people.
I need to know if Hong Jun has seen Peaky Blinders. Okay, thoughts. Feels, vibes. How are you feeling, folks?
Hong Jun. That was so crazy of him. I feel like I didn't even take in any of the song. I was so overwhelmed by the outfits.
Is that Mingy? Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
You should have committed. Give him the pinstripe pants too.
Oh, yeah.
Shut the fuck up!
Jesus! Oh my god!
Little newsies boy.
Yeah, with the suspenders, you're almost there.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Ooyoung's hair.
Do you think Jungho was excited for this concept?
Yes, he was like,
and not stand out for it.
I hope everybody was like, oh, haha, look at my little Jungho cosplay. Ew, Hongjoong. But we say tennis twice.
What else are you gonna rhyme with tennis?
I don't know. Call me Dennis. I've been known to be a menace. I don't know. That's not my job. Hongjun's hat is just pulled so tight down over his head.
That's how he liked it. It looks like they even vacuum sealed it a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Oh my fucking god. Get him off of here. Don loves to dress up like this. Like with his hair slicked back and his glasses. He does this shit all the time.
And a really, really big coat with shoulder pads.
Yes, he loves it.
What a little loser. Oh my god.
I'm gonna have to go watch some face cams. God, he looks so evil.
They took his eyebrows.
Not the fan chant being, I saw my teeth, I saw my teeth.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
Lip ring.
Oh, the nail polish? Oh my god.
He's so sweaty in that. Wow. Wow.
Oh my god, now I can listen to this album.
How did you like it, Aim?
That was a little fun. I really hope we get a stage where they're wearing their fur coat outfits. That's gonna be.
They have to.
They have to.
They do. They're going to have 3 weeks of promotion again, right? They have. They're going to run out of outfits. They always have to get through them.
Oh, right. This is another. Okay. I was like, six songs?
Yeah. The minis are so mini. Yeah. Did you guys listen to San on Lee Myungjin's service?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So he did sing enough on there.
Yeah. It was so good. Sonny, I love you.
Are they? Oh my god, yeah. So, San. Are they promoting another song as
have
well?
Yeah. I think they get to do it on the smaller shows, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, it looks like all they did from whichever music show that stage was from, Music Bank, they just did I Saw My Teeth.
I want to know if they're going to do a cutesy outfit performance to this song, because Sungwa has to do a stage in his pink wig, right? But, I just can't imagine performing this song in, little cutesy Eternal Sunshine outfits.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow, we did it. We made it through all the things.
Oh, yeah.
So are we all just going to be mostly focusing on listening to ATEEZ for the next week?
Probably.
Yeah, we'll see who comes out as more played, SZA's Japanese or the new ATEEZ mini.
Oh gosh, yeah, six songs, one of them being a scene, which is only a minute long, but the rest of them are over 3 minutes long at least.
Yeah. Yeah, sometime before the next Stray Kids album comes out, so we'll definitely go and listen to this whole album.
Cool. You guys should listen to it, too, and the new NCT one, and the Stray Kids Japanese one.
Oh, I was like, the new NCT album?
NCT Dream album.
I do need to listen to all of that.
It is the brighter album, so
yeah,
it's for you.
Hell yeah.
Let's just roll on into it, then. Whatchamacallit? Hot takes, unless anyone has to.
I know. What do we want to rename this section?
I just want to complain.
Time.
Thoughts and prayers.
Let me just say something. Up to you guys.
What's that meme where they're about to put the guy in the bungee and he's like, let me tell you something, let me tell you something, let me tell you something. last ditch, listen to me.
Okay, last section. It's the last ditch. Just listen to me right now. I need to say something. My thing I want to talk about is, as much as I love the fan interaction of 17's concert where they do Audrey Nice, they Audrey Nice by themselves, then the rest of the audiences are with audiences. I do love it. I love it when they come down on the floor. I love it where they feel safe enough to interact with their fans and do something fun, and like the fans get to surprise them all the time. I just hate how much it's become a competition to get their attention to do the thing, and people are all trying to outdo each other doing the Audrey Nices, and they're all trying to get like their moment with it, I guess. Which I guess it is a wish grant, basically, of this is your moment with Seventeen, and it's just you and them, and that's it. But I don't know, the signs during Seventeen were,
oh man,
insane.
I also just think that if you're gonna like make a big deal and really be like, I'm gonna impress these members with my Audrey Nice bit, it better be good. If I'm disappointed, get the fuck out of here.
Like, the person who was like, I can sing Audrey Nice in four languages, even Vernon felt the same way, man, of being was like, was that Spanish? And we were all looking at each other, we're like, was that Spanish?
I do think it's really like funny slash why are you so unprepared when like they haven't picked somebody that like wasn't really asking for it. So whenever they do get picked, it's like people lose their entire mind. And I'm like, no, this is what we were mentally preparing for. This is what you wanted.
Yep. Shout out to the girl who did the club version one. That one was really hard to explain, but she got them all on board at the end and it made sense to them. And she really pulled through. Like at first when she was explaining, I'm like, ooh, this is not gonna end well. And then I'm just like, oh, she did it. She did it. Everyone's having fun again. We were so confused. But yeah. I don't know. I think they should keep it, but God. It's a fight down there. It's so annoying. Yeah. Everybody thinks they're going to be the one that they get picked. People in like my row, even like when we weren't in Barricade at all, they thought they were going to get it. I'm just like, dude, no, they're not coming inside the sections at all.
Yeah.
They're not going to like pull you through the rows either to come up and be up on the Barricade.
No. But then that just makes all these Barricade seats so much more, you know, coveted and stuff, which I am like, back off, please. I just want to see.
That's also like a whole secondary discussion to like concerts now. It's just like everybody competing for interactions the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whew. Okay. Well, I don't know how they're going to Audrey Nice their way out of the next one, but good luck. And have fun in the other countries with it as well.
Yeah. The other countries are going to be impressive.
Jack, say the intro for me.
I have a bit of a controversial opinion. And it's that I think everybody needs to, like, stop being surprised and maybe shut the fuck up about ticket prices. And it's just because it's annoying now. And nobody ever has any like concrete ideas on how to make stuff better because there really is no way to make it better. And so you just kind of have to suffer through it. So I'm tired of people fucking complaining and I just don't understand what people expect anymore. Like I went through a bunch of my old tickets in my email of concerts long gone, days gone by. And so now every time somebody is like, oh my gosh, this ticket is not like $150. I'm like, of course it's not $150 fucking dollars. Like, not for the tickets that they want because everybody wants to sit up close these days and nobody is like complaining about the tickets in the very, very, very back.
Yeah. Everyone's just like, how dare the front row be $600? It's the front row.
And it's like, at the same time, it's not that I'm saying that these prices are fair or reasonable or understandable. Are the prices ridiculous? Absolutely. But these days, the price of everything is ridiculous. So I don't understand why people are still expecting something that's a privilege and a like a luxury event to be cheap or affordable. That's just not what it is, especially these big groups that come from big, big companies. Just today we did My Chemical Romance ticketing and the most expensive ticket was like $695 or something, standard price. I'm just confused why we're still surprised.
I disagree with you a little bit, just because I think if we don't complain about it...
Yes, but no one is ever taking, like, actual action. Like, nothing is ever actually being done.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think the only thing that you can really do on a personal level is just choose to not go.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, that's the worst option.
Yeah, but that's, like, the only thing, is if you're... Nobody is actually standing up for what they believe in. They just want to come and, like, whinge. And I'm like, that's fine. But then also, like, I don't know. Yeah, you're going to have to make some decisions.
Yeah, I think it would be really nice if people could legitimately start, you know, fucking standing together and being like, no, we're all going to, like, boycott this concert because these prices are ridiculous. You don't tell us the prices until we get through the queue. Like... It would be really nice if there could be more organized action around that. But unfortunately, that's...
Yeah, and like, I'm not discrediting that or saying that wouldn't be nice. But I don't understand why people are still, like, shocked and surprised when that's not happening. You know what I mean? Because that has been, like, the opus... What do you call it? It's been, like, how they've been working.
Yeah, what they've been building up towards.
Yeah, it's like how they've been doing it for the last several years. So every time a new concert comes out where they're still not showing the prices ahead of time, you're still not getting a lot of time to purchase tickets, you're still not XYZ, and people are like still shocked and surprised. And I'm like, we can be annoyed, but why are we surprised?
Yeah, we've definitely like, what's the saying? Like frog in a boiling water ourselves.
What?
Because you know,
have you
when
not
like
heard of that?
No,
the like frog in the boiling pot or something.
No.
Because it's like if you're in there slowly and the temperature is slowly increasing, you don't notice it because you're slowly adjusting to it, and then all of a sudden you are boiling alive because the water is boiling.
Exactly.
So I feel like that's kind of the point that we've got to now, because it's like we put up with these prices and these sometimes stupid increases, but we still all went, and now we're like, what do you mean this, like, the max tickets are, like, $600? Because someone's still buying them.
Yeah.
And they will continue buying them.
They will continue to buy them. It's just, like, I don't know. To me, it's so much, just an unfortunate reality of everything these days is getting way, way, way more expensive. Why would these luxury events not also be? And, like, it sucks. I don't want to pay this much money for all this stuff. But, like, I want to go to the thing, so...
I think what was more surprising, especially with the MCR one, was just like the back of the 100 section being almost the same price as the front of the 100 section.
Yeah, I don't know what they were doing there. I think actually they were changing the prices of the standard pricing, because I went back in to like look at stuff. I had a friend be like, oh, the prices were so insane to me. So I was like, what are you talking about? Because I went back in around like 3 o'clock to look, and I could still find like standard price tickets, but they kept like going up in price. Like all those screenshots I shared in the chat earlier, those are sections like directly across from my section, but for like $200 more for essentially the same section. And I was like, whoa, wait a second. Why are these so high?
Evil.
Damn, that's really disappointing.
Or even like just thinking about like, I don't know, I don't want to compare it to football games, but football games, like obviously the closer rows are also more coveted. So those always like... started off at like 500 something.
Yeah. And even like smaller groups these days, the prices are still so expensive. So I'm just like, I don't know what we're expecting. And if it really is just like a visa issue, because like XG was not cheap.
Yeah.
They were like over $200 for not even like the front. And I feel like I was looking at either Lucemble or one of the other smaller girl groups. And I was like, ooh, actually, these are expensive too. And because I don't really, like, I'm not a huge fan, I don't really want to spend this much money.
That's how I'm feeling about Kiss of Life right now. It's like 100 something. And I'm just like, I don't like them that much.
Yeah. And it was like, I do want to go see them, but like, I don't want to pay that much money. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just like, I'm not surprised at the prices, but I just still do not like the prices.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Every time somebody is like, oh my God, $600 is the most expensive one. And I'm like, well, yeah, if that's like the front sections and it includes VIP or sound check or whatever, I know you don't get shit, but like, yeah, that's what that stuff is going for these days. So I don't know what to tell you, buddy.
Yeah. Crazy.
Like, even my ticket for Extraordinary Heroes for front row center was $389. Like, and that's for Extraordinary Heroes, who they're not Nugus by any means, but like, they're not a group, you know? So I don't know. That's just the way the cookie is crumbling.
Aim, is there any group you would spend $600 on?
My Yankee ticket was really expensive.
Ooh! There we go.
He's the most that I've spent on a single ticket, and I would not spend that much on anybody else.
Really?
What about all of BTS?
I mean, I wouldn't even want to spend as much as I spent on him on BTS.
Oh, Akagi over here.
Yeah. It was just really expensive, and I don't want to do that again. You know, I would happily get a fucking $200 ticket to see BTS, but I don't want to spend another $500. Mm-hmm.
Okay, when 18's rolls around again, we'll see you.
Yeah, maybe.
Start your rainy day fund for like the next 2 years.
Yeah, complete ticket price transparency. Yeah, the 18's send-off tickets were like $600 a piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a lot of money to me.
I mean, yeah. It is.
That's why you start putting like $50 every month for the next 2 years, and you'll be fine.
And then it'll be even more expensive because it'll be 2 years later.
Okay, fine. You can increase it to $75.
With love in my heart, but you're cheap. You're a big kid.
And I'm entitled.
You make money. You make big kid money.
Yeah, and I hate spending it.
Oh my god. So can you wear your Prada boots more often?
I have to keep them safe.
If we were the same size, I would have stolen them by now.
Thank god we're not.
Yeah, you're very lucky. Wasn't it both of us? We were telling your wife that they should just wear them whenever they want.
Whenever they want.
And they were like, no, I have to ask Aim for permission. Exactly. And we were like, just wear them. They're not here. They're never going to know.
I wouldn't know.
Okay. Yeah, that's all we can say for now. Don't be fucking surprised when NCT drops people.
Then just don't buy the tickets. Put your fucking Klarna away. Put your fucking PayPal Pay in 4 away.
Wait.
Put your mommy's credit card away. And just let me buy the tickets that I want and get out of my way, everybody else.
Fun fact about Klarna and Pay in 4s, credit cards are no longer accepted on them. You can only do debit cards on them.
Yeah, that's probably for the best.
Yeah. So if you don't have money for these concerts, don't even get in the fucking queue. Do not even get in the 127 queue. Get out. Go lay in your bed and cry or whatever. Stay out of the way. Don't clog the queue. Get out of my way, y'all. Get out of my way.
Jack hates poor people. Confirmed.
Sorry. I'm poor too, but I'm working every day.
And that's what you have to do if you want to live this lifestyle. What are you going to say to NCT 127 when you see them face to face? This could just be your homework assignment. We can start the podcast off next week with this question.
No, I was just gonna be like, oh my god, I just had so much bravado and like now I want to cry. Just like, thanks.
Yeah, spending so much money on something and then feeling you know, like you're owed some kind of experience by the members.
Yes.
Or like, yes, you really absolutely need to have your moment, your personal, your name moment interaction, like,
because you think you spent this much money that you owed it. Yeah,
like that's not how it works.
Good chat.
But if you're planning to take it for 127, just don't stay home.
Yes. Are we ready to be thrown off the cliff?
Oh,
what cliff are we being thrown off?
Yeah. Oh, that was the reference for the second segment. It's just like when we're about to be tossed off the cliff and we go like, wait.
Jump.
Yeah. I have one more thing to say. Let me tell you one more thing. Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I'm just, are we ready to be finally tossed off?
Yeah. Put us out of our misery.
No, we can't say that.
My bad. I love you, Elena.
And then I come back to life.
I'm alive.
Oh, where's what's that thing that's like, I'm alive, I'm dead. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. Did you miss us?
We should be pretty regular till the holidays actually start really kicking off. And
stuff yeah, like the holidays are in like 2 weeks. So.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye.